Kath.
It's great to see you again. Of course, a couple of weeks ago we talked to you before the New South Wales Country Rugby Championships up in Armidale, and tell us a little bit about the experiences in Armidale.
Yeah, it was a great weekend of country rugby. We saw some great talent there from across all of the zones, and it was a terrific tournament to referee at. I thoroughly enjoyed myself and had a really good tournament, so I was pleased.
Yeah, well, Jared Logan got the plea for the final, and he's a very, very good referee, and part of that, of course, he's now got the gig as New South Wales Country take on the subbies. You've got an Australian Championships to go to as well. That must be pretty exciting in a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, I have. Really looking forward to it. It's a great weekend of women's rugby, women's 15. It's a good opportunity to get in there and show people how I can referee at that top level at Championships, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And the experiences you've got from the men's series is just going to add when you go to the women's series?
Oh, absolutely. Women's rugby is a little bit different, certainly I've been really working on scrummaging in particular and country rugby. That's one thing that puts me a bit ahead of the game. I'm grateful that I've had the opportunity to go to country champs up here, like leading up to the women's champs, so I'm looking forward to it.
There's been a bit of a response for the New South Wales Country Women's Champs that we held in Tamworth. We had, you know, six teams coming up for that, which is great, not only from a playing point of view, but for referees to come out there and get into the craft as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some young referees come through and been given the opportunity to referee at, you know, rep level and be seen by other coaches. Us referees have coaches as well, and we want to improve on our game to make it more enjoyable for the players. That's a great opportunity, and we've got some local girls going down with the New South Wales Countryside that'll be down there in Sydney as well. So it'll be nice to actually see some familiar faces in the teams.
And that young lass from New England that was at the Country Championships, tell a little bit about her, because she might be taking your spot soon.
Yeah, well, I would love to see more girls coming through the ranks and refereeing. It's certainly a great way to stay fit, stay in the game, and there's some wonderful pathway opportunities with New South Wales Rugby and the ARU. And certainly I'd encourage anyone that was thinking about it to just go pick up a whistle and try it. Alicia Lockery is refereeing up there, and so she's really enjoying refereeing in the New England competition. She went well at the Women's Champs, and so it's great to see Alicia. She's just got it all ahead of her coming through the ranks.
And of course, Women's Sevens have just picked themselves up the title, and great to see that the Wallaroos out of the back of this championships are going to have two test matches playing in New Zealand later this year. It's about time we had some recognition for women's rugby in that way, apart from the sevens and the Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very exciting. And, you know, the Olympics is coming up. Like, it's all moving forward for women's rugby. And, you know, I think it's just a wonderful momentum that we all get behind. It's wonderful with the girls, you know, going into the Olympics as world champions, and also, you know, like Amy Perrett going along to blow her whistle as well for Australia, which is fantastic. It's going to be great seeing some 15s test rugby. Encourage anyone, get along. It's a really good, you know, spectator sport. Certainly seeing, even at the grassroots level, doing development work here, the young girls getting involved with the sevens at Friday Night Football. The girls have stepped up now playing full field, both in the 16s and the 18s.
Now, after all these fantastic experiences you're going to have, it's going to be about time they started giving you some shoot shield games. And people just think, oh, well, players want to play for the Wallabies, want to play for the Wallaroos, but referees have ambitions as well, don't they?
Absolutely, it's really important. And my main goal is to become a better referee. So I want to improve on every game, and I work hard to do that. And, you know, it's hard in any sport. There are decisions that are made that are beyond your control, but all I can do is control my own actions and be the best that I can be out there on the paddock. And the main reason is not just for myself, but also for the other 30 players that are out there. The game's there for them to enjoy it, and you know, you as a referee have to go out there and have empathy with the players and go out there and make sure it's an enjoyable game for them and an enjoyable game for the spectators. And I think that's really, really important, and I'm so pleased to be refereeing in Central North. You know, we have some great clubs, we have some great coaches, and we certainly have some great team captains as well.
Finally, you're now part of the crew of Walsh and also Tom Davidson. How are you enjoying the development officer work?
Yeah, look, I am thoroughly enjoying it. I've got my coaching L plates on, and I'm really, really enjoying the coaching side of it. I think that's improving my refereeing as well. Loving mixing up with the kids and coming along today and spending a couple of hours doing under sixes. They're fantastic. And then being able to referee the under 14s and just give them some encouragement, give them a few pointers as well. Loving that side of it. And we're hoping to really get out there in the schools with, you know, with our Game On program in the primary schools, particularly it's Olympics year, and so we're out there doing curriculum linked activities at no cost to the schools, and it is just pure fun for us, pure fun for the teachers, and more importantly pure fun for the kids, and they get to learn about rugby, and the school programs are non-contact rugby, so it's fun for everyone.
So Viva Sevens is part of that experience. You